You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today is Dr. Adriana Dominguez. Dr. Dominguez is with the Theater and Dance Department, and she's been with us many times here for Focus on Campus, but she's here to tell us about what's going to be going on this summer and possibly even a peek into the upcoming season. Adriana, thank you so much for being with us here
today. Thank you so much for always inviting me. It's like my second home. I'm here all the time, so thank you.
Well, we appreciate you coming. And first of all, before we head on to talk a little bit about some of the other events that are coming up, I want to say congratulations because your department did awesome receiving some national awards.
Yes, we did. Our production of Lydia won national awards through the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival. So we're extraordinarily proud. We won awards that no one else in the United States did. So that speaks really well, really highly of our department. And Lydia was a piece written actually by Octavio Solis, who is a native of El Paso. He's actually made it pretty big now. He was actually a cultural consultant on Coco, the smash hit movie. And so it's really nice to do a piece. It was about El Paso by an El Pasoan, and then that it was highlighted on the national stage and that it was honored and recognized so highly.
Now, for people who perhaps didn't get an opportunity to see Lydia, what was it about?
Sure. It was about a family dealing with a lot of issues. It really centers around the relationship of Ceci, who is the daughter who happens to have very limited mobility and speech ability because of a tragic accident on the eve of her quinceañera. And then Lydia, the title character, comes in. She is the maid that comes in to help out with the family. And these two women have a really strong connection. Like Lydia can kind of sense what Ceci is feeling, what she wants to communicate. And there's a lot of drama within there. So it was a really heavy piece, but it was had a lot of characters, really three-dimensional characters. Every person in that play had a strong role. It wasn't, like a spear holder standing there and they have one role or one line. Everyone was well-developed. So a really intense, an intense story.
And sometimes, people will say, well, that story will only work in the Southwest or in the border. But it had a very strong message, so to be recognized nationally.
Exactly. And when you participate in KCACTF, you participate first. You bring in an adjudicator. So someone came in to watch it. They gave some feedback. And then they recommend it to kind of move on to the next level. And we did. And then we went to the regional level, which was competing against several other states. And then from there, you get chosen to go. So, definitely it worked in a variety of formats and against a lot of other really prestigious programs, too.
So we talked a little bit about also what's coming up this summer, and it's hard to believe the summer's already upon us.
I know.
But you all always have some great camps for young people.
We do. I'm a huge fan that, kiddos should have access to the arts. I think it's really important that they know about the arts as soon as possible. That way, hopefully, they appreciate it, but then they also support it later on. Research has shown us that if you don't have exposure to it when you're younger, you may not support it later. So through our summer camps, we try and foster that appreciation for the art of theater and dance. And so we're offering a lot this year. This is more than we've ever offered before. So starting June 4th, we're going to have our acting camp. And this is going to be June 4th through the 22nd. This is Monday through Friday. This is from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. So it's a 3-hour. So it's 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. And we do have two camps within that. We have beginning, which is from ages about 7 to 12. And then we have advanced for ages 13 to 18. And in this camp, what they do, we go through the theatrical process. We pick a play. They actually audition. They rehearse. They go through a technical rehearsal. And then on the very last day of the camp, they actually perform for their family and friends. So it's the entire process in 3 weeks. It sounds like insanity. And it is sometimes, but it's great because they get the entire experience. So that's one camp. Then at the end of June, this is the first time we're offering a technical theater camp. So we know not all kiddos, might not have the acting bug in them. And some of them may want to be stage managers or, lighting designers, costume designers, set designers. And so what we're doing, June 25th through July 1st, and this is in the afternoon from 1 to 5, this is going to be our technical theater camp. So it's a little bit shorter, but every single day they're going to focus on one aspect of the technical side of theater. Then those students, should they choose to, they have the opportunity to work on our student production of Sons of the Prophet, which is going to be directed by one of our students, Herman Gomez. And so they're going to, if they want to, they can use those skills that they learn throughout the day and then work on the backstage crew of an actual college show. So again, trying to connect everything. So there's acting, there's technical theater, then there's dance. And dance this year is going to be offered in July. This is going to be July 9th through the 20th. This is Monday through Friday. This is for 2 weeks, and that's from 9 to 12. We also have that separated into two groups. We have the Tiny Toes, which are the itty bitties. That's ages 3 to about 6 or 7, depending on ability. And then we have Young Dancers, which is 7 to 11. And again, the idea is they kind of go through the entire process on the last day. Family and friends come in and they get to watch what they've learned. So we're offering everything this summer. We are nonstop.
And some people may be a little hesitant, perhaps. You know, the parent is saying, well, this might be good for you. But they might be a little hesitant because perhaps they'll say, well, I've never had any acting experience. But some people say, well, with children, it's almost like they're natural actors, some of them.
Completely. And they're sponges, too. You know, that they will absorb everything. And the good thing is those that are working on the camps in terms of facilitating them collectively, it's scary to say this, but we have like 100 years of experience between us, which sounds crazy, but it's true. So we've been on stage, backstage, in a variety of capacities for many, many years. And so we have a lot of tools to help kiddos get out of their shell. We know sometimes it can be hard, but especially with the beginning kiddos, we take that first week and we really work on projection, right? Speaking loud, articulation, speaking clearly, stage fright management. Like, what do you do when you forget a line? Because I promise you it'll happen all the time. And so we work through those skills. And then that way, you know, when they get to that point of performance, they have all of those skills kind of in their back pocket and they can pull them out and use them.
What are the things that, you know, I've noticed also in some of my classes that sometimes the people who are quiet, introverts, they're the ones who really just open up.
Completely. Yes. A lot of times people say, oh, my kid is loud and rambunctious. They should be in theater. And maybe they have the energy, but it's very much a discipline. You have to know when to be loud, when to do those movements, you know, and they have to make sense. And so, yeah, we do have a lot of introverts that maybe they're kind of quiet. They're sitting in the theater and then you put them on stage with a script in hand and they just open up this whole new world. And I love to see that. It's very gratifying to go from that very first day of camp. You know, and we have maybe some shy kiddos who aren't sure and they're terrified. And then the last day of camp, they are hamming it up. You know, they are enjoying their time on stage. They want to be on stage more. And that is so gratifying for me to see that growth in only 3 weeks, which is pretty impressive.
Do you think that perhaps what you just mentioned happens perhaps because after a while they get comfortable within the, you know, the other students see that everybody else is doing something and they just open up after a while?
Completely. And because we do offer a lot of, you know, theatrical exercises to create a community. Theater and dance, they're very collaborative. You know, you can't do it on your own. And so we make it really clear that we all lean on each other and we all depend on each other. So we do a lot of exercises to remind us of that. And you know that someone has your back, right? In a performance, we all want everyone to do well. Like, we want the performance to be well done, that the production is a success. So we remind ourselves of that constantly, that we're working together and everyone has your back.
What, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things that you do, you mentioned exercises, to get that person to open up a bit?
Sure. So typically what we do the very first 2 days is we just get to know each other. It's a lot easier to act in front of people if you know who they are, kinds of things that they like. And so we do a lot of interactive games in terms of incorporating movement and connecting with people. We have a really fun game that our kids love, which is the Atom game. It's a form of like Simon Says with physicality. And so really what it's asking people to do, if I say something like Atoms 2, they have to link up physically in groups of two. And so one, you know, it gets them comfortable with another person, but it's also really fun, right? Because you have the competitive aspect of it. And then also, you know, because sometimes with our young kiddos, people think that other people have cooties. And so that's a great way to get rid of it, right? You want to win the game. You got to link arms. You're going to work together. So that's one of their favorite games that they love to play. We play things like telephone, which is where you pass on the information, whispering it down the line. And we think that more of a gossip game. But for us, that's about articulation. If you're speaking clearly, you can still be soft and be understood. And so it's using a lot of these things that kids already know, but reminding them this is getting you to a skill for your performance.
And so like what you just mentioned about whispering or, you know, not being loud, there is a message there, but it depends. Someone can yell at somebody, but someone can also whisper and you know that they mean
They mean business. Exactly. Yeah. And we have another game, which is really fun. It's called Emotional Symphony. And we have, you know, each of the kiddos, they adopt an emotion and they have to come up with a sound for it. And then, you know, the camp facilitators, myself or my student assistants, we're the conductors and we point to the kiddo and they have to make their sound, you know, for anger or frustration. And it reminds us that we have this whole toolbox of emotions, right? Human beings, we're pretty complicated and we're not just static. And so we remind ourselves that we have all these emotions within us. And so again, it's using those games to remind the kids you already have these tools. We just got to bring them out and use them at the right time.
And you mentioned earlier about children being sponges, and we all are very aware of that. And you have had experience working with college students, with high school students, and with children. So what would you say as far as working with students is perhaps the most difficult or the most rewarding?
Sure. Let's go for difficult first. It is interesting because I work with adults, you know, for 9 months out of the year, and then I work with kiddos. I have to reframe like my thinking and also just my vocabulary. If I'm speaking to a college student, they know what motivation, objection, all of these words mean. With a seven-year-old, you know, I have to go about it a very different way. So it takes me like a day or two to kind of readjust my vocabulary and the way that I'm doing things. That way we connect properly. But also what's easier with young people, they're willing to do anything. When we're young, we don't care, right? What people think of us, you know, we're there to have a good time. As we get older, we start putting up barriers. Like, I'm afraid someone's going to judge me or they're not going to like this. And so it's a little bit harder as we get older. So I really like working with the young kids because they're willing. Okay, you want me to be a monkey? I'll do it because it's fun. And so that I really appreciate because they're willing to just go for it.
Moving on to the one that you said is the first time you've ever done, and that's the technical camp. And, you know, as we see our young people growing up, a lot of them are already so savvy with technology, the phones, computers. So this is something that perhaps is going to be just awesome. You might even learn some things from them.
Exactly. And it's kind of an extension of that. And technology is changing at an unbelievable rate. I mean, just in terms of lights, when I'm not going to say when I was in college, but it was a long time ago. I mean, just the capabilities that we had, it was really basic. And now, you know, you have LED lights, you can program things. I mean, it's amazing. And so I think this technical camp is going to speak to that, that kiddos can bring in that advanced knowledge of technology and put it to a product. You know, if they're going to be creating a costume or designing one or figuring out the lights, like, I think their brains are working differently, but they're going to see how that can be incorporated into art. And I think that's really exciting.
And the dance part of the camp, is it going to be all kinds of dances?
Yes, they do contemporary, ballet, jazz. And so it's 3 hours, you know, so they're doing quite a bit, and especially for those little ones, but they keep up. It is impressive. Our instructors are well-versed in dealing with young people, and I'm always amazed. My daughter actually did their spring camp, and it was her first dance camp, and she's in love with dance now. Just because, you know, the way that they worked through things, you know, they worked with the little one. She's 4 years old, you know, so they did really well in communicating with her, and she's in love with dance now.
So for our listening audience out there, the one that you mentioned, Tiny Toes, that perhaps sounds like one of the most enjoyable and fun, because they want to do everything.
It is so cute. And again, because they are sponges, they're willing to try it. And a lot of times coordination is not always there. So it's always really fun to watch them at the end.
And we mentioned, and we'll have to have you back for some of this later on, but that you already have some plays in line for next season.
Yeah, so we have a really exciting season coming up, and I definitely want to highlight that. We're going to open with Bless Me Ultima, based on the novel. We are so excited. And this is going to be in October. We're going to run some public performances from October 3rd through the 14th. And then we are going to offer discounted shows for schools to come in as field trips. And those are going to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and the 15th, 16th, and 17th at 10 a.m. So those are discounted, much cheaper. And they can kind of come in. They can make a field trip. We do question and answer sessions. We are so excited to open with that particular show. Then we're going to have our University Dance Company, which is our dance program, going to be highlighting their choreography in November. That is November 1st through the 4th. And then we're going to end the year with A Christmas Carol, which we always do. It's an annual tradition. People still love it. We still have people coming in droves, so we still do it. And that's going to be December 18th through the 16th for the public. And then we're going to have tons of those matinees as well for the school kiddos, which are going to be the 12th through the 19th. And we're going to have two a day, which is going to be pretty intense, 9:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. And so if teachers are interested, you know, they can call me at 747-6213 or email me at adrianad@utep.edu. That's ADRIANAD at utip.edu. And they can start setting up a reservation starting in August, because I know Bless Me Ultima is going to go fast just because so many people have read it. So teachers, you know, if they want to get a head start and start reserving those seats, that would be an ideal time to do that.
And what about signing up for the camps? Is there a deadline? Do they have to do it?
There is. So we have a variety of deadlines based on the camps, just based on the time that they're offered. But for our acting camps, which are coming up already on June the 4th, the price is $250 for 3 weeks, 5 days a week. But after June 1st, it does increase to $275. There is a late fee just because we tailor our curriculum to the number of students that we have, and then changing that does create a lot more work. So we encourage people to get that done as soon as possible. People can mail in their forms and their payment. They don't have to worry about, you know, fighting traffic. If something is closed on the freeway, they just mail it in. I send them a confirmation that all is taken care of. And so our website is theaterdance.utep.edu. There's an icon there that says resources. They click on that, and then they click on the UTEP summer camps. And then it has all the information. And then depending on the camp that they're interested in, just click on it, and the forms are there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
We've been visiting with Dr. Adriana Dominguez. She's with the Theater and Dance Department, talking about the upcoming camps and also the great lineup of productions coming up this fall. Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.